I had my gun and cock on him, a pump gun. Now, if you pull your gun, it better be smoking, because I'm going to turn mine loose. I was scared. I was really scared.
So what? He had a gun on?
I didn't know. I thought he did, but they done run him. He didn't have a gun, but I didn't know whether he had a gun or not. I said, if you pull it, you better have let it be smoking, because I'm going to turn mine loose, and I'm going to cut you in two. And so I argued with him, and then I would quit playing with him and tell him, I said, you son of a bitch, you come on, get ahead of me and go on up there. Don't I'm going to hurt you. No, I ain't going. So I could see that his nerve was breaking. I said, Abbott, if you run, I'm going to shoot you. And so he broke and run. And the first time I shot in the ground, the next time I shot him in the leg. He went to the ground, but he got up, and boy, he was moving. But he got a good little way from him, but I had a good gun. I said, I'm going to stop him. I'm going to let him have it. And I aimed right back at his neck. But I knew I missed him. I knew. Because I didn't stop him. Now, his brother and another nigga was working, cutting wood down there in the swamp.
Yeah.
And he passed pretty close to where they was. The dog barked, and something passed they didn't know at the time. And one of the niggas was rushing down there with a nigga from up home that I raised with. It come when I moved down here, he came to me down here. So that was Wednesday. So Saturday, two United States Marshals and the deputy sheriff came after me. So they carried me to New Orleans to put me in jail. So I went through Clinton.
What for?
Shooting a nigga. Took this motor to it, I'll tell you the rest of it. So, some men from Clinton had a cashier's check, unlimited, got it from the bank, to sign my bond when we got to New Orleans. And so we got to New Orleans, no district attorney, which was prison bearing, and they didn't want to give me a bond. And looked like they wasn't going to do it. And the men that went down there with me, they had gone to a hotel, and here come the Commissioner Carter to let me get a bond. Well, I said, the people that are supposed to sign my bond is not here. They're in the city somewhere, but where, I don't know.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you got anybody else to sign your bond? And I said, yeah. So I got a first cousin live down here somewhere. So where? I said, I don't know, but he'll sign my bond. So we found over the telephone, but in the meantime, Commissioner Carter carried me in a little room and I began to ask me questions. So I told him just like it was. Of course, the nigger told him what I did. I know.
Oh, they had caught him?
No. Well, the nigger, he was working for a prohibition man. I hadn't got to that yet. So anyway, finally, the man has come to jail and signed a bond. And the old jailer said, you had no business telling the warden of the jail in the federal jail, said, you had no business telling that man nothing. So you only told him nothing, so you had to shot that nigga right in the head when he was coming on you. But anyway, so then we came home. All right, I got home. Well, he had been up to Dick's place. He was a pimp for a prohibition man. That was when they were making white lightning, but it was legal to sell whiskey then.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and this prohibition man had caught a nigger on Dick's place making whiskey,
mm-hmm.
which I knew nothing about when I was having trouble with him. Didn't anybody popped up later. That's what he was doing. So he had caught that nigger. Well, they thought in New Orleans, the official, the federal authority, thought that I was shooting him on account of what he had done to my brother. And he not only caught niggers on my brother's place, but he caught some others around. It popped up. We didn't know. We knew some niggas being caught, but we didn't know he was the man doing it.
Yeah.
So, well, the next Monday morning, the grand jury down there opened up. And me and half a Clinton were down there. So they knew me that day, and so I came home and let me alone. But every day for a week,